Nancy, just to start us off, tell us a little bit about your history with the station. How did you get involved? How long were you here? What was your role?
I have been interested in broadcasting from an early age due to a friend in Seattle who worked at KOMO-TV and had a woman's television show. And I admired her ability to communicate clearly and use the medium to foster education. So I was interested in the broadcasting curriculum at WSU when I started as a freshman here in 1964. And I decided to major in radio and TV. I was really glad I did major in it, even though it was a little awkward because there were not many women majoring in the broadcasting at that time.
What was it like to be in a minority like that?
Well, at that time, I held my ground quite well, I thought, because the gentlemen in the program treated me very well. They respected me. They tried to use the strengths of a woman to help them get across what they're trying to do as well. So they used me somewhat as a resource now that I look back on it.
You said they wanted to kind of tap into the strength of a woman. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you mean by that?
I guess what I mean is that at the time, women were seen as secretaries. They were seen as support people. I had skills in typing and shorthand that maybe they didn't have. They were also, at the time, the station manager, Bert Harrison, was looking for ways to add programming on a local level. So he suggested that I put on a radio show called Women's View of the News. And I simply ripped off the AP copy and read most of it. So it wasn't very authentically original. But it was a woman's view and a woman's voice. And I think he understood that some of the demographics of the radio station at that time were women who were interested in hemlines in Paris or how to cook or clean and things like that. So, you know, it was very much focused on the way people thought at the time. I didn't begrudge it. I sort of relished it because I felt like I had an inside view of how things worked. That's how I felt I was used. And I thought at some point I would be using secretarial skills and communication skills when I had a job at the end of the 4 years.
I like that you say that you relished that role of your show Women in the News, because I think what has happened more recently is that a woman in journalism or in broadcasting wouldn't want to necessarily have those what we call fluff pieces today.
Yeah, in a way, you know, maybe I was being used, but I saw myself more as a pioneer. I felt like I was given way more opportunities maybe than some of the men because they wanted to put me into little segments of things that helped them show some diversity, I guess. I'm just so grateful that women did play a bigger role and that they were hiring people with PhDs to do the kind of work that I thought I could do with a bachelor's degree. At the end of the day, when I graduated in 1968, it was very difficult to get a job. Now, this was the baby boom echo era. There were many more people attending college, and jobs were harder to find at the time. So I didn't set my expectations too high, and I really wasn't interested in going in an academic side of things. I was more interested in how the written word would be well communicated clearly to people.